Well, thank you. And I think that's a great starting point in our conversation. So let's talk a little bit now, if we could, about the Hatch-Waxman framework in the United States versus what I understand to be a recent, very recent addition to Chinese patent law that mirrors, in many respects, the Hatch-Waxman regime in the United States. So, James, do you want to explain to us the similarities and differences between Hatch-Waxman in the U.S. Versus Hatch-Waxman now in China, please?
Yeah, let me start with what's happening in China in 2021 after the amendment of the fourth amendment of the patent law. So basically, back in early 2020, the phase one economic agreement between China and U.S. Asked the Chinese government to implement the linkage, patent linkage, in their system. And following that, we have a lot of discussions. I personally participated some as well in terms of how to be reflected in the patent law. And so one of it actually is the we basically began to borrow kind of Hatch-Waxman Act in many sense. For example, we begin to have an Orange Book listing that allows the patentee whose drug has been proved by the China NMPA, National Market Product Administration, which is the equivalent FDA, listing their patents regarding compositions, regarding the biologics and also traditional Chinese medicine, in terms of method, composition, as well as indications. So having that, we also began to allow like four different paragraphs, challenges for generic to basically challenge in order to the generic to be approved for the chemical drug, not for biologics, not for traditional Chinese medicine, but for chemical drug to challenge 1, 2, 3, very similar to Hatch-Waxman Act. And then with respect to paragraph four challenges, there are some differences where in our current, in the Chinese system, basically the patentee need to actively, vigilantly monitor the market because the patentee will not be notified. The generic application will be published. Okay. And also as well as the paragraph four challenge. And once you basically notice that the patentee, within 45 days, you have to initiate the kind of litigation with the court or with the patent office. So while someone actually infringing, you know, I challenge paragraph four, the certification. By that time, the approval for the chemical drug will be stayed for 9 months. Okay, I think US is 30 months. So basically, but again, the litigation, the speed of litigation is pretty fast in China, which we can discuss later. So by staying for 9 months, you know, and give the time for party to resolve the issue, then if the issue has not been resolved, the case will be the drug generic will be proceeded to be approved, and then the patentee has to deal with that kind of issue later in terms of. In terms of whether infringement late. However, the reward for the generic who challenged this issue, like using the 9 month stay to challenge the validity or non-infringement, will be, if the generic wins, will be giving 12-month market exclusivity. Means that during that period, that no other generic company will be approved for market, you know, entry, except those who actually challenge at the same time, the co-initiator, co-filer of the paragraph four will be within that 12 period. You know, that's a different, but no other new, you know, generic will be approved. So that's kind of borrow a little bit from Hatch-Waxman Act in terms of the process, but timing is a lot shorter, and also the patentee has the burden of monitoring the process in order to utilize 45 days after provocation to initiate litigation. So that's one thing. The second thing actually is also important is patent term extension, which again, learning from the Hatch-Waxman Act in terms of the extension can be applied for chemicals, biologicals, and traditional Chinese medicine. However, the patent eligible for the patent extension need to be linked with the drug that first approved or newly approved new drug in China, means either approved first in China or approved globally in China. It may not be the case that you got approval of the drug in the US first and then later enter into China for Chinese approval. That's right now, this issue has not been resolved. So far, based on the guideline, it has to be either co-clinical, multi-clinical globally to apply for China approval or approved in China first. So it has to be new, like this concept, but not, you know, importing a drug first approved in the US, later approved in China without multi kind of clinical trial at the same time. So that's, it's still a question mark there. And again, the rest will be like the US. Only one patent has not been granted before. And also the patent only covers the product, not the other claims, only covers product. But calculation itself in terms of term extension is very simple. I think that's there's a differences between US FDA calculation versus China. China is the data approval minus the data of application.